Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my galactic gigglers?
Wow.
That just came to me.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Welcome to the Giggly universe.
I've never looked because, well, I'm lazy. But, like, how many episodes of Giggly Squad do you think we have?
A shit ton.
Because we don't take a break, and then I realized people have like seasons.
Yeah, we didn't know about that.
Yeah, we didn't. Like, do we ever? Like, we've never inquired of like, do we have a week off?
Some people have seasons. They have storylines. They have vacation breaks. We don't.
We don't. We travel with our equipment in case something comes up that we must discuss.
Even if we lose our equipment everywhere, we figure it out. You know what? This is the journey that we're on. Does it come out Monday? Does it come out Tuesday? Who knows? Some housekeeping. We have literally a handful of tickets left for our third show in New York in September.
Oh,
and
my God,
literal tiny handful, like a baby's hand left in Boston. Go to our link. Also, I want to say Sierra was on Burning in Hell and her episode was amazing. And I think you guys would enjoy it. Thirdly, look at me acting like I clean. Or anything.
Yeah.
Ew. It really helps us to leave reviews if you listen to Giggly Squad on Apple Pods. And I decided we're planning new live shows. So leave a review. Tell us where you live and where we should go for our next live show.
Oh, yeah, because we're having a hard time. I know I want to go to the South and I know I want to go to Texas. But like where?
Austin, Dallas, Houston.
Right.
I actually only know those three. El Paso.
Yeah. Pasadena.
Rio
That's
Grande,
in California.
Pasadena.
Sounds like it should. This is my Pasadena question. Sounds like it should be in Texas.
Is Texas the South?
We've asked this, and it's not. It's its own.
It's just Texas.
It's just Texas,
and that's the main character energy I'm obsessed with for them.
I feel like at some point in my life, no,
you're not moving to Texas.
No, I'm not moving.
I would do Austin for a weekend.
I would totally do Austin.
You would love Austin because it has an aesthetic. We love an aesthetic.
I just like to know rules before I like go somewhere, and I feel like places that have like the outfit rules makes it easier for me. Like Miami, I know what I'm getting into when I'm going to Miami. You
Hoochie.
Know,
Hoochie Mama.
Yeah,
we have a very special episode today because we have not given advice in a while, and I feel like the gigglers are running wild. You know, like they haven't been guided in the right toxic direction.
I haven't responded to any of my college girls like with their text messages.
Yeah, and
like,
then they come to me, they go, hey, can you ask Paige what I should wear
and, like,
this weekend?
I have my own journey right now that it's like I'm trying to figure out, and like if I even gave you advice on this, it would be wrong.
I love our college girlies. I love our momglers. I love our gayglers. Let's begin.
I love when they're so fucked up, too.
My boyfriend, I have some fucked up ones. My boyfriend has resting bitch face, so I always think he's mad at me. Help me.
I think that's a great quality because you don't, he doesn't hate you. He doesn't. If he hated you, he wouldn't be there.
I have to say, Dez has resting bitch face whenever he plays sports. Like, we'll be playing volleyball and he's just like angry face. And my mom will straight up be like, is he okay? And I'm like, no, that's his having fun face. That's just how he has. Like, afterwards, he'd be like, that was the best. That was the best time of my life. And I'm like, you looked like you were going to murder everyone's family.
See, Craig has the opposite. He has, like, resting happy face. And that freaks me out more. I'm like, what like the that. Fuck are you happy about?
Yeah. Who the fuck are you thinking about in this moment? Yeah. Also, I feel like people are more apt to talk to him, like strangers, which.
No.
No.
No. No. Craig is like one of those people that like if we go anywhere like on a vacation, we have like we make a couple friend. And like, okay, once like you're friends with them and like you have a drink, like it is fun sometimes. But the initial talking, I'm like every time I'm squeezing him, his hand, I'm just like, why are you doing this to me? Like, oh, yeah. I hate small talk.
Dez thinks he's the mayor of West Hampton and has to tell everyone what's going on all the time. And I'm like, I think you're freaking people out. Like, they just want to get a tan.
He's like coming in with the weather report and like what's going on in traffic.
No, literally the swell, the swell of the ocean. No one gives a fuck about the swell. He's like, the swell's big today. Oh, then, then in our beach,
yeah,
this motherfucker got bit by a shark right in West Hampton. Bit by a shark. And Dez goes, it's a small shark. It's a small shark. It's like a dog bite. It's like a dog, a small shark. I go, what? It's a, you got bit by a shark. And he goes, it's fine. It's no big deal. I think pools are boring. I like the ocean. You never.
Dez, have you ever been bit by a shark?
I do have to say though, if I'm gonna die in this lifetime, if I'm gonna die, I want to go out being bitten by a shark because that shit's badass.
I don't want to die anything water or fire related.
Yeah,
like if it just happens, I would like it to be swift and like I didn't even know.
You're like, I kind of want it in a Zara. Like, I slip on something in Zara.
Wait, somebody said to me the other day, they were like, Paige's so fucking nuts. She, like, goes to Zara to calm her brain. And I was like, I just feel like that's the rudest thing ever to say what calms different people. Like,
but is, are they right?
Live. Yeah. Spot on. Spot fucking on.
Zara, like, girls, I don't know. If there's like a weird competitiveness when I walk into Zara.
Yeah, like if you put something down and someone comes and picks it up, it's like, well, now we're in a fight. And then like, where's your boyfriend? Because I'll fuck him.
Now I have to follow you the whole time and yeah, try to steal all the size sixes. Okay?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a good one. What do you do on days when you're feeling self-conscious or unsure of yourself?
Oh,
post a thought squat pic.
No, see, like, for me, when I'm feeling self-conscious, posting a pic will just make me spiral. I try and not do any social media, like, when I'm feeling self-conscious.
True. This is going to sound corny, but it's actually talk to your friends because your friends, like, love you for you and all your imperfections. So I feel like when I talk to my friend, I'm like, well, she doesn't hate me, so why am I hating me?
Yeah. My one girlfriend, like my best friend from high school, she is a very anxious person. And so like whenever I'm really anxious over something, I text her who has like a very like normal, lovely life and like has been dating her boyfriend. And like it seemingly just like seems lovely. And I'll text her and be like, do you have anxiety? And she'll be like, every single day at all times. Like, yes, everyone has anxiety. Don't get in your head. Like, yours is, like, so much worse than everyone else's. And it, like, grounds me.
What I recently learned about my anxiety is I'll do this thing where I'll find something that stresses me out and put all my anxiety onto it and make it just like I have this one problem. Instead, it's, like, it's not really the problem. You ever, like, fixate on one thing and think like every day. I have a little OCD though. And I'll be like, if this didn't happen to me, my life would be perfect. And it's like, no, you're stressed about something else.
But it's literally like, the sole reason I hired an assistant. Because I was like, I feel like these are the things that's stressing me out. I'm going to hire someone to do it. And she does it. And I'm like, still stressed because I feel like I could have done it differently.
Delegation is beautiful. No, I know.
It is.
So I'm working on like when I, it's almost like trigger warning. It's like emotional cutting where you're like, oh, I'm going to go back to that comfortable anxious feeling I have about a certain situation. Like, I feel like in relationships I've done it before where I'm like, you're stressed. Like, for example, he doesn't like me. He has resting bitch face. That's an anxiety thought. It makes no sense. There's other shit going on in your life and you're putting it onto like that situation to almost simplify the anxiety that never made any sense in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We're not high. I'm going to tell you that right now. We're not high.
Speak for yourself. It's an intrusive thought.
Yes.
Which I never believed in. Like, I was like, I don't get what an intrusive thought is, but it's a random thought that like your brain just happened to make up for you. And now you've made it real. Like, okay, he has resting bitch face, but you made up that that face doesn't like you. Then it's just not true.
But also, Paige, how do you differentiate an intrusive thought from a sign from the universe?
It's very tricky.
Is it intrusive thought or is it my ancestors warning me about something important?
Right. Seriously. Is that like whenever I have a really bad dream about Craig, I'm like, is the universe trying to tell me something?
Yes.
Like, or
yes.
Like, did I just like make this whole thing up? So I have to call him and be like, hey, where were you last night? Were you fucking a redhead or no? And he's like, I literally slept with you. So
like, you're like, I'm literally trying to poop in the bathroom in the same house as
like,
you right
I now. Just walked away for two seconds. My God.
Now we're getting a little freakier. Can I tell my mother-in-law to stop kissing me on the mouth? Seriously, though.
kissing her on the mouth or the husband?
The mother-in-law. Look, she's probably Italian. It's a mother-in-law. Probably. She's Italian. Honestly, lean in is what I say. Lean in.
Put a little tongue in there. She'll make never her do it again.
Throw her a little tongue, okay? She's definitely Italian. Because I've had Irish moms, like, I'll go to hug them and they're like, absolutely not. And I'm like, I respect your boundaries.
But here's the thing, we have Italian moms and I don't. I haven't kissed my mom on the lips in years, except I actually recently was really anxious and really depressed. And when she was leaving me, she did kiss me on the lips. But I don't think that's like a normal. I'm very Italian. I love affection. I love attention. Yeah. But I am not like a kiss on the lips person if I don't also have sex with you.
Yeah, like I've accidentally kissed my mom's on the lips. I've accidentally kissed a lot of people on the lips. You know, in New York, we do a lot of the like kiss on the cheek. Kissing. And you don't know if that person just went to Europe. They're doing the double double. Sometimes they do the air kiss. I've accidentally kissed so many people on the lips.
I've learned that if you do the double double, you go left first.
Yeah, but sometimes when you're like doing the cross, you're crossing.
Yeah.
They can. I don't know. I'm just awkward though. Like I have very awkward hello interactions. I would say just say you're sick. Be like, oh, sorry, I'm sick.
I also am trying to, let's normalize every time someone walks in a room, you don't have to hug them hello and hug them goodbye. Like I've been trying to actively stay seated because I'm like, I don't want to. Like I don't want to.
I love that. Sometimes I feel though that I'm being rude if I put out my hand to shake. But it's like, I don't owe anyone a hug. I don't even know
like,
you.
Yeah, like, get off of me. Like, I don't need to hug you just because you're, like, leaving. Like, a simple bye will suffice, and I won't feel like you.
Can we just not even do byes? Yeah, can we just cut the byes?
Just leave.
Do you know what? In Ireland, an Irish exit is when, like, they're so talkative that, like, it takes forever to say goodbye. It's called, like, an Irish goodbye. But it's the opposite in America. An Irish goodbye
exit
is when
just
you
like
just
leaving. Yeah,
so they got very confused when they came to the wedding.
Oh, my God. Wow, it's so crazy how things mean different things in countries.
Okay, this was funny. Keep having sex dreams about my husband's hot brother. How can I make it stop?
Oh, my God, that is some subconscious shit.
I'm going to say this out loud. Dez has two very good-looking brothers.
Very.
Very good-looking brothers.
Very. Very.
And I'm going to leave it at that. Like,
I've always thought that Dez is a very handsome man. And then when I saw his brothers at the wedding, I was like, Dez, I'm so sorry.
When you find out he has hot brothers, but this is the thing, Dez is the oldest.
Yeah.
And so that shit's hot, like, to me because he starts bullying them and I'm like, yeah. We love a bully.
That's so true.
He starts like smacking them around and I'm like, okay, I see who the alpha is. But
that's Craig has a very good looking brother, but Craig's like the older brother. So I'm just like, obviously I'm gonna be with the older brother. Come on.
My advice is always go for the older brother. Second of all, I feel like the dream is more you're going for something forbidden. Like you're just like being a little naughty. I don't think it's anything to, it's just that like you can't.
It's not him. You don't, you're not in love with the brother.
You're not in love with the brother. But what do you think it is? Because I do think dreams have meanings.
I think dreams have meanings, but I think maybe like.
Maybe you want more from your sex life.
Yeah, I think maybe it's like you want to be more naughty in your sex life and in your dream life. Like that would be so bad if you had sex with the brother.
Or just like call him his brother's name during sex. Let's find a healthy in between, okay? Oh, God. I've gained weight and I'm too self-conscious to have sex with my boyfriend. How do I hop on it anyway?
Oh, I hate that. I hate that feeling. That is the worst feeling ever.
I do have to say that Dez is like, he has like a phobia of me getting too skinny. And I've actually, I think he's trying to fat me up sometimes.
Yeah, I'm definitely always trying to fatten Craig up.
You have to get into a male's brain. Men can't tell if you cut your hair 7 inches. Mm-hmm. They will not care that you have a couple rolls on your stomach when you're riding their dick with your tight pussy.
Right. So true. So true. A wise woman once said, to have a little bit more junk in your trunk, you gotta have a little bit of a belly. You said it.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
I did learn, as women, to protect our ovaries, that's why we develop, as we're older, a little pooch. And also, I have to tell you, men don't care that much. If he's in love with you, he's in love with you. I do know when you start feeling like, oh, I let myself go, I'm not confident in myself, and I totally get that. But when it comes to sex, you pop that pussy.
Just do it doggy. They literally are only they're looking at your ass.
Oh, I love that. Do doggy. Also, there's a position, mom, whatever, she's fine. She gets it. I was going to tell her not to listen, but like too late.
Yeah.
Way too late.
They know 200 who we
episodes
are.
Too late. You kind of lie on your side and then take your top leg and like bend it.
Okay.
Up. And then like you're kind of in a twist a little.
Yep.
And then let him go in there. So like,
no, it's just funny. It's just like, because like I thought like, am I picturing myself or like, am I picturing you and Des doing this position? You know, like I didn't know where to go in my brain. And so
honestly, either or wherever you feel safe.
Okay? I'm going to picture you and Craig doing this.
No!
Craig is like obsessed with you. And I feel like Des and I have a lot of similarities. I feel like you and Craig kind of, I like you better though. Like it's a big,
you didn't have to say that.
It's a whole like thing how like you're my best friend. I still haven't called him mine.
No, and I think Craig sees that you respect me and he knows you just use him for his body. So he doesn't know what to do.
I feel like that might kind of be true. Wait, oh my God. I forgot to tell you this, whatever. I'll just say it on the pod. The one day I was really spiraling. Like, I was spiraling so bad. Just about, like, the general anxieties of, like, reality TV and how much I fucking hate it. And literally everything's the worst. And he goes, I'm, like, he was starting to actually get, like, really mad at me because he was like, you know what you should do when you get like this and you don't do it. And he said to me, he goes, if you continue, I'm calling Hannah. Like, I'm calling her. I was like, I started laughing.
Wait, as if he was going to phone a friend? He was like, I'm going to need a phone and a friend because this has gotten out of control. Oh, my God. That's like a parent.
Yes. He was like, because it seems like she's the only one that can really get through to you and tell you when you're being a fucking psycho. And she's right when she talks about this stuff. And you like go into like a different world and you listen to other people. And he was like, and so keep it up.
I love how he threatened you. Like, we're going to bring Hannah into this and you're not going to like what she has to say.
Don't you dare embarrass me.
I'm going to tell Hannah. Anyway.
I so tell Craig I'm going to call his mom. Because I will. Like,
he's a 10, but can't clean up after himself.
A 12. I find it so hot.
Okay, so Des and I are notoriously creatives, and we're sloppy. It's, like, honestly the hardest part about the relationship. Des has this little nephew who loves coming to our house because he calls it the messy place, where he's allowed to
Hannah
be messy.
Burner. That is.
He goes, can we go to the messy place? Because we let him drink any sodas he wants. My dad yesterday was like, wait, you guys live awesome. You, like, go to sleep at, like, 3 a.m. You could, like, leave food on the table. I'm like, yeah, I'm living a teenage dream.
No, we literally, I am in the same relationship. Like, we live college lives. Unless I'm on some weird, I'm going on, like, a work, like, health bender, which lasts for, like, 3 days, then, like, I don't give a shit. So we are actually the worst person to ask if your boyfriend doesn't clean up.
This is so bad. Also, like, when we do clean, the speed at which we can cause a hurricane is incredible. Like, the day after, it's like, why did we even clean?
Do you guys have a cleaning lady?
We don't. And it was my job to set it up, and that's admin that I'm not prepared for. I cannot be hot, smart, funny, and
you can't
organized.
Be them all. Here's how I justify being messy. I do have a cleaning lady who comes once every 2 weeks, and that is, like, bathrooms, floors, bed sheets, like, all my laundry. And it's, like, the stuff that, like, you have to have clean. Like, you can't have a dirty, like, shower.
Yeah.
But in between that, when, like, things are on the table, like, I don't care about that stuff.
Des and I are kind of outgrowing our space where, like, we have the most amazing couch. And it's almost bad to have too good of a couch because, like, I literally fall asleep on it. I eat on it. I do podcasts on it. I do TikToks on it. I do therapy on it. Des does his podcast on it. So, like, it's too much going on in one place.
Yeah.
You actually sent me the funniest. Was it a TikTok? No, it was an Instagram.
I mean, I feel like I send you 1,000. Oh, my God. I did something really bad the other day.
What'd you do?
I was talking about some, like, really funny TikTok, and I said to Craig, I was like, I sent it to you. Like, it's, like, the funniest TikToks. And he was like, you never send me funny TikToks. And I was like, I know that I sent it to you. I sent it to you. I felt so bad.
Literally, the basis of our friendship is, like, this is what you sent to me. You said, hi, this is by Johnny Sun. High difficulty level escape room concept. You're laying in bed and you have 1 hour to get out of bed.
Because are you ever like, okay, I'll get up in 1 hour and then I'll start it, and then you're watching the minutes and it gets to like 15 and you're like, oh, no.
Okay, the mind and body is crazy, because if you have a 9 to 5, you're fucking up. Like, I will get up out of fear that I'll lose my job. I'll get up.
Right.
If you don't have a 9 to 5, certain personality types, like, why get out of bed?
No, but it's also like, here's the other thing. Okay, we did have 9 to 5s. We went to college. Like, in college, I actively signed up for 8 a.m.s. Because you're conditioned from high school. You're already, like, get up that early. So I was like, I'd rather just do all my classes in the morning and be done by, like, 1 and, like, have
solid
the whole day.
Solid nap.
Solid fucking nap. That nap hits different because you wake up and you're like, I'm ready to eat. So, yeah. Like...
Is so it lunch? Now, is it dinner? Is it both? Let's go.
And now... I'm like, who could ever? That's crazy. Like, I can get this work done whether I did it at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. Like, I'm doing it. Who cares?
But my giggly girlies, we are surrounded by toxic positivity of people on TikTok who show up waking up, drinking a hot lemon water. Like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Like, popping up because you're so inspired to answer emails. No, you didn't.
And here's the other thing. I have dated people before who were extremely regimental. I mean, lived a great life. Is that the word? Regimented.
Yeah, that means they're regimented and mentally ill. Regimental.
No, literally regimental. And it put so much pressure on me to, like, change certain ways about myself. And he would always be like, but this is going to benefit you. And I was like, and I understood that mentality that, yes, this probably would benefit my life. But the fact that, like, it's being pushed upon me makes me want to rebel. And now I really am not going to do it.
When I now, do have to say, What?
Like, some days I'll wake up and I'll be like, I'm going to get out of bed and I am going to have my coffee now and then I'm going to get through these emails and, like, I'll do it on my own.
Yes.
But I can't have you tell me to do it.
Well, the concept of, like, laziness because someone doesn't do, like, the stereotypical stuff is hard. And I also realized if you have high anxiety like we do, mm-hmm. and you're constantly having a literal war in your brain, mm-hmm. that is taxing. So, like, it might look like I was lazy all day, but I'm fighting off demons, okay? I'm actively fighting off demons, and that is exhausting. Why do you think I had to nap 3 times?
And
because bitch is fighting for her life.
Inside fights in your brain with people who aren't there is, I'm like, oh my God, I'm exhausted, but I won that fight. So
yeah, like
God.
You're carrying a weight on your shoulder emotionally. Yes. So sometimes when you're feeling lazy, like, are you lazy or have you been, like, fighting with yourself and potentially losing?
But no, seriously,
those bitches are sneaky. In my opinion, care of is the cool girl's way of taking your vitamins, supplements, and powders. I'm just saying, in my opinion, Care of believes that you deserve to feel your best this summer, from going outside to enjoying your favorite seasonal dishes to taking a mental break. Care of is here to take care of yourself all summer long. They come in convenient, cool, individual packets that make traveling super easy. Grab a few, one for each day you're gone, and your vitamin routine is set even when you're away from home. They're a subscription service that ships high-quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders convenient to your door every single month. And my favorite part about it is you take a short, in-depth quiz, because we love talking about ourselves, about your lifestyle and health goals for a personalized recommendation, taking the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you. Not everyone needs a multivitamin. I said it. Sometimes you have something specific for your lifestyle that you need to improve. I love doing the quiz, and I love how cute and convenient the individual packets are. For 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GIGGLY50. That's 50% off your first Care of order. Go for it, guys. Go to takecareof.com and enter code GIGGLY50.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
D. Okay. A man tried to finger me in public in daylight on day one. ghost, right? Question mark. I love immediate. How she's like, do I or don't?
Immediate ghost. That man deserves nothing. No text message, no phone call. I'd say block.
Why?
That's so forceful and so just like uncomfortable and like icky. Like you don't like in the daylight. Okay, I could see. I have gone on plenty of first date. Have I slept with people on the first date? Absolutely. Have I absolutely wanted to just bang the shit out of someone I've gone on a first date with? Of course. But like if it's in the middle of the day you just met and like you don't want that. Now, I'm sure that there are plenty
of birds are chirping.
Like how are you even getting in that mood? Unless it's literally Liam Hemsworth coming up to you and being like, "Can I put my fingers inside you?" Like I don't want it. Like get away from me.
Do you know when I was single, I would do this thing cuz like having a crush is fun, so I would fall in love with whoever was the hottest at the bar that night.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a work crush. Like, you just do a survey lens. You're like, okay, that's
normal.
The love of my life.
Yeah.
And then like, you, like, figure it out. And some nights you get lucky. I remember this one guy. For, like, literally 3 hours, I was, like, he was on my radar. Somehow we start talking. I was, like, on my flirt game. He was into it. He, like, takes me outside. And then I'm, like, you know when it all starts happening too fast? And you're, like, no. I want you to, like, ask me about my family. Yeah. I don't know. And then he, like, pulls out a cigarette, starts smoking a cigarette, which I hate. Like,
immediate
I already hate it.
Yeah, gross.
And then he, like, throws a cigarette down and, like, sticks his tongue in my mouth. And he just tastes full ash. Like, you feel it throughout your whole body.
No.
And I was so disgusted. And immediately I'm, like, why did we wait 3 hours for this? And then he, like, try to unzip my jeans. And this is outside in New York City, like on the sidewalk, and shove his hand in my jeans.
No.
And first, no one's hitting a clit like that. Like no one is like daintily, like slowly
literally never
finessing your clit. Like that's just like no angle is going to feel good like that.
Right.
And immediately I was so turned off by this man. But it's just crazy how any girlie is right now obsessing over a dude. You don't know that well. It's all in your head. Because these men are savages. These men are savages.
Don't ever smoke a cigarette and then kiss me unless we're literally on the French Riviera and you own a yacht. Like, unless we're vacationing in the south of France and we're heading to your yacht, do not smoke a cigarette and then try and kiss me.
It's giving me like middle school dance vibes. Like, you know when, like, a guy, he fingered her on the dance floor. No one's actually fingering anyone. They're just, like, putting their hand near, like, no one is orgasming
on the dance floor.
That you just more feel, like, violated and, like, no one's getting wet off, like, a dude just, like, chucking his fingers toward your thigh area.
Wow, I'm thinking of, like, all, like, my high school dances. No.
I feel like there was always a story like so-and-so got fingered on the dance floor and you envision it like she just like had the most incredible orgasm.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he literally was rubbing her in her thigh for 3 minutes and she was like, can you stop?
Why was that always like the biggest conversation after dances? Like she got fingered.
When the guy probably like tried and missed and then told all his boys.
Now we're at, isn't it funny? Now we're at an age that like if I walked up to you and I was like, he fingered me like in the car, you'd be like, okay, you fucking weirdo.
Even saying fingered is like gross.
So gross. Grow up and have sex.
I do have to say though, like European dudes, I feel like know where the clit is.
European dudes are very different sexually and like, I don't know if it's just like our brains are conditioned to be with like lazy lazy American men, but like I enjoy it more.
I also wonder if European guys watch like different porn than American guys, or this is all made up from me watching like a high school movie where it's like she went to France and met Francois.
No, I've been with French men and Italian men and it is very different. It's very different. It's very like, it's actually, yeah, it's very like porny almost where you're just there were multiple times where I like started laughing and I was just like, okay, like be normal. Like stop doing that with your face.
The first time I was with a European, I was with a British dude and I was like, our British guy is known to be like, you know,
crazy
and he's like, I'm pretty sure not. I don't think we are. I don't think we have that kind of reputation. We're kind of awkward. We get kind of nervous, you know. We overthink everything.
And I love that. I love that. Like, don't you love knowing? Like, after, like, I started dating Craig, I remember talking about, like, the first time we had sex and just being like, I was so nervous. And then him being like, I was fucking petrified. And they think about it because if they get nervous, they can't stay hard, which we don't think about.
No, they have
all.
Pressure.
They have a lot of pressure. He was like, I was so fucking nervous.
And if they are hard, they have no blood in their brains, so they're not, like, being strategic.
Right.
Like, I do have to say, in another life, I totally see you with a funny British guy.
I totally do, too. And Craig can't even do an accent to save his life.
I mean, he has a cute little southern drawl.
A little bit, yeah. But Yeah, I think I really do connect with, like, British humor. Because they're, like, dark and sarcastic. And in America,
oh God,
they're like,
so
oh, my God, no, don't say that.
Basically, this girl said that she has a friend who is constantly jealous. Like, she just got a car. And she goes, I just bought a house with my husband, and I'm scared to tell her because I know she won't be happy for me.
That's insane. That's insane.
Also, you can't, like, hide the house from her, so you're going to have to make a decision real quick.
I used to have a friend like that. I mean, we were younger, though. I think if you have a friend like that and you're, like, buying houses with your husbands, like, you're too old to have a friend like that.
Yeah.
And I think my best advice really is to just straight up, like, distance yourself. You don't have to get into a fight. You don't have to give her an explanation. You slowly but surely stop telling her certain things. Then it just becomes, like, habit. And then, like, it kind of, it's like you drift apart.
You don't shouldn't even feel the pressure to give her those kind of life updates. Because she's probably also hitting you up being like, I just got a labradoodle. And you're like, right. Good job, Sarah. Oh, God. Okay. Favorite non-alcoholic wine. I'm pregnant and missing my after work glass. Don't want to do a shout out too hard, but Luann has Fosé. It's like fake rosé and it's really good.
I don't think I've ever even tried a non-alcoholic wine. Craig drinks non-alcoholic beer a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, that's just, like, so interesting. He's like, I just want the taste, but, like, I have shit to do. And I'm like,
Wait, that's, like, the name of the brand. When you want the taste, but you have shit to do. Oh, my God. What do I do if I get a bad dick pic that was solicited?
Good for you, girl. How is it bad, though? Like, what made it bad, you know?
Maybe she hasn't seen it yet and she wanted to test it and she didn't like it.
Have you ever asked for a dick pic?
No.
Are you going to ask me?
Have you ever asked me? Okay, Paige, how you have evolved from our first episode, you basically waiting for me to ask you about if you've asked for a dick pic. Paige, have you ever asked for a dick pic?
Sure have. Sure have.
What is the what was the reason?
Well, I do long distance, so it's so different. So, like, when we first started dating, like, it was a very different relationship. So, like, yeah, I'd be like, okay, well, I'm not just gonna be the only one out here, like, sending shit.
Yes. No, for sure. I probably would be like, send me something, but I wouldn't specifically be like, show me. Maybe I have.
Show me your dick.
Show me the cock. Cack. Show me a cack.
I hate the word cock. Not in a sexual setting.
Show me your schlong.
I feel like you're also not a big talker. For how openly talkative you are about sex, I feel when you're actually having the act, you're not.
Des, am I a talker in bed?
No, not really. A giggler every now and then, but like not really much of a talker.
Yeah, I see that for you.
We're quite vocal people, but in bed, I'd say we're less vocal, more subdued.
I feel like because if we start talking too much, next thing you know, it turns into a podcast and we'll never get the deed done, you know? Like, but I think I talk more than him. I'm into him talking, like, because I like his voice.
Yes, I'm very into the
guy. But yeah, I'm not trying
talking.
To be witty and, like, charming in bed.
No, you know,
I just make
that.
Noises like this. I go, yeah, yeah. There's a spot.
It's funny because people talk about how, like, you have a phone voice. People also have a sex voice, and people don't talk about it enough.
people do not. I do baby voice in my relationship. I said it.
Like in normal like, talking?
I say, hi, baby.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring me food?
I actually don't do a baby voice, but Craig does.
Craig and I are I'm like, out of
shut
control.
Shut up.
Wait, so you respond to his baby voice in a non-baby voice?
Yeah. I'm like, grow up.
No, I'll be like, every now and then, it's not like a daddy-daughter thing. It's more like,
I just want to be so helpless and I need to
be. Yeah, you
care.
Just want to be, yeah, you want to be vulnerable and small. You want to be small.
I just want to be so tiny. But yeah. It's mostly when I ask for food and I feel like a dick asking him for food, but I'm like,
can't get mad. Coffee, right.
Please.
Yeah, you can't yell at me when I'm doing that.
Yeah. I just like lift my shirt up and I'm like, Craig, please get me a drink.
I just envision you like,
No, literally, I'm laying on the couch and I'm just like, and he's like, okay. They're simple creatures. We're making them too complex. They're simple fucking creatures.
So simple.
What was the resolution there? She got a dick pic. She didn't like it. Oh, I need more context, though. I need to know what she didn't specifically
ghost
like
him.
About it. He could
ghost
have been having a bad dick day, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, what would make you not be into a dick? You're a hoe. I feel like if it was, like, if there were, like, red bumps on it.
Yeah, like, if it was
which is
for
fine.
Sure.
You know what's the biggest turnoff? It's not the dick. It's, like, if they send a mirror pic showing their dick and they're, like, so douchey in the face with it.
Yes! You just nailed it. You
like,
just fucking nailed
if
it.
If they're so self-aware that they like their dick, I hate it. I want them to look, like, almost nervous that they're sending the dick.
I want them to, feel through the phone that they're being vulnerable.
Exactly. I do not want it to look like you just went in your library of dick pics and or like you do it too often.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want his face in the picture if I want a picture of it.
You're so right. I don't want the face. Also, I prefer a video.
Me too.
And girlies, if you want to have even more fun, if he sends you a photo and it's a live photo,
play it.
Hold it down. Mm-hmm. See what's going on around.
I like that. I agree with that.
Does his friend tells the funniest story that once he's like a comic and he was traveling a lot and he'd been like jerking off and his dick was just like red and raw and sad after. And he like.
She's been running around town jerking off.
Yeah. Cause these guys, they're just in hotels all day. All they do is jerk off. So he took a photo for his friends to show that like his body was looking good. And when you hold down the live photo, you could see his like little tiny red peepee. Oh. And they all just started making fun of him.
Just
so guys,
roasting him.
When you're taking a live photo, I feel like people have figured out that their man's cheating on them with a live photo.
Oh yeah, for sure. Live photos are extremely important. You can also save live photos as a video and then you get like a cute little like 4-second video.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. We could turn into like an influencer moment. Paige, I recently had a big event and right before I left, I burnt a hole in my dress. What do you do? What's your reaction when you have a last minute mishap with your outfit? I'll tell you what Paige does. She burns everything to the ground.
I lose it. So I recently had to go to a bat mitzvah and in the Uber, my zipper ripped. And my dress just was open. And I had enough time to go home and change. But the thought of, like, picking out a new outfit was crippling to me.
Yeah, because you had a vision.
Had a vision. I always have safety pins in my bag. So I safety pinned it so, like, it wouldn't fall. And then I just left my bag under my arm the entire night. And no one knew.
She's a DIY queen.
DIY.
I know that you like ripped your pants or something happened with your pants.
Do you remember that?
That was, like a launch party.
I started crying.
You like wouldn't make eye contact. No. And I was like, we're here.
Anything anyone's talking about right now, it's not important. It's a non-issue because my pants are ripped.
She went full dead in the eye and she was like panicking. Panic. My mom was like, I'll give you my pants. And you were like, absolutely not. Because your outfit is directly attached to your ego.
What did I end up doing?
You had your mom bring you, yes, like buy and bring you pants within like 40 minutes. So
that bitch was, she did that with a broken foot and she was there in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That was,
she's
great,
a hero.
She really is.
Have good people around you, I think, is the answer. Also for me, because I've messed up a lot where like I went to a Hamptons party early on back in the day and I, of course, spilled wine on whatever white outfit I had on.
Mm-hmm.
Great conversation topic. Also, Lindsay Lohan's mom went up to me and gave me her scarf and like twisted it in the front. And she's like, I do this for my daughters all the time. They always spill things. Don't worry. And I said, thank you. Adopt me.
So maybe you'll meet like a famous person in the process of.
Yeah, I do think it's great conversation starter because like how many times in a party, hi, where are you from? What do you do? Instead, right, be like, look at my labia hanging out.
Look, I burnt myself.
Oh my God, like Becca split her pants at my wedding. People loved it.
Oh my God.
Relatable, adorable. Her little butthole was showing the whole wedding.
I forgot she did that.
Ooh, how to deal with a friend that's so honest that it's just fucking rude. I think,
honestly,
you go back at them. I think you have fun with it. You go back at them.
And yeah, I think like, you're just like, wow, sometimes you're such a fucking bitch. Because they can take the brutalness of it.
Be like, okay, yeah, I have short legs. Your dad hates you. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, just like give it to them in return.
Yeah, so then like if they want to keep going, cool, we have this fun like badgering relationship, or she realizes, holy shit, I think I offended that person.
I'm a little harsh.
Or you just stop reacting to it. Like I notice sometimes people just like want reactions out of,
yeah,
people. So kind of just like don't give her the reaction she wants.
I don't think I've ever had a friend like that. Also, I think we grew up with like brutally honest mom, so anything like we hear doesn't really faze us now.
Is she just talking about us? Like maybe we are the honest people. I feel like most of my friends, we're just very honest with each other.
Yeah.
But like also maybe like why is it hurting you so much what she's saying?
Because you know it's true.
I'm not trying to take her side, but if
you just got them into a major fight.
Like, is she too honest about something that's like super sensitive? That's one thing. But if she's just like being honest
about like your outfit.
But you know, yeah, like you. But like, you know, like maybe someone's throwing a party and instead of just enjoying it, someone's like being nitpicky or like just like.
Or is she doing it to try and like embarrass you in front of other people? Because then that I have a real issue with.
Or just what you do is like tell her like, you are so brutally honest. You hurt everyone's feelings in like kind of a funny way. And then whenever she does it, don't respond and just be like, brutally honest, Anna. Like just keep like calling her out. Brutally honest, Anna. So like she starts realizing like, holy shit, I actually.
Yeah, like, and she gets like embarrassed.
Yeah, like she has an unhealthy pattern. And you're not being a bitch
that's
about it. You're just
really
like another
advice.
Brutally honest Anna moment.
Yeah, that's actually very good.
Okay, I followed him. He followed me. We never met. Should I wait for him to DM me? Did you like 6 of his photos?
Right.
We're skipping a step, sweetie.
You can either I usually my max is 3. Like 3 photos or whatever story he posts, regardless of what it is, you throw a DM in there. Because then it's like, oh, you're responding off of like a photo. I've done that numerous times. And
sometimes,
then they act like they DM'd you first. And you're just like, okay, well, I started this, but okay.
Yeah, sometimes like grid comments or likes are like a little public.
Never grid comment.
Never
grid
comment. Thirsty. Don't grid comment. Even grid likes, it's a little like, I don't know, like don't show him he's in your algorithm. Instead,
I'm not into respond to a story with an emoji.
No.
It's got to be words.
I'll do like LOL.
Yeah, like a good LOL is perfect because you're like, because then they get it and they're like, oh, she thinks I'm funny. Then they have to respond with something.
Yeah, don't respond with a question because still that's like too thirsty. Even if it's like LOL or like hate this, like little things like, oh my God, like very chill, very just letting him know that you know he exists.
The first time Craig and I ever talked was he DM'd me off of a story and said like, wow, that's so sick. And I just said, yeah.
And then you're together.
And now we're dating, so.
But yeah, don't be afraid to like give a little, because like these dudes, there's just so much going on Instagram. You have to be a little like obvious with it. I love my boyfriend so much it hurts. However, I am so easily pissed off by things he says, and I shut down in response. It's becoming an issue in our relationship. Any tips?
You don't love your boyfriend so much.
You literally hate him. You hate him. She goes, except when he blinks, I want to punch myself in the throat.
I think there is a difference between... No, I do believe that she does love him very much, but there is a difference between overall loving him and then like the day to day where you're like, you're so annoying.
Like, but, like, isn't the day to day what love is?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, so if you can't have like a day to day where you really love him, then I don't think you overall love him. You love like what he puts out to the world, but you don't actually love him if you're not like into the day-to-day and like certain things that he like says. Now, if the things that annoy
you, we're out here just ending relationships, you don't love him.
you don't but like if you're in particular settings or it's with particular people where he's like saying things that annoy you, that's totally different. That's like an easy conversation to have. But if it's part of his, like, legit personality, then I don't think you, like, really
like
it.
But I feel like if you get embarrassed in public with him, it's like, are you kind of just lying to yourself in person? Like, you just tolerate him. And then when he's out and about, you realize, like, oh, my God, he's embarrassing. But he's comfortable for you.
I'd love to know, like, what really annoys her. Like, what he does that annoys her.
Yeah, like, are you just in love with the idea of him? But then whenever he actually exists, you're like... Like, she literally says, I'm so easily pissed off by the things he says, and then I shut down. So you not only are annoyed by him, but you guys are not good at, like, fighting about it. That gives me anxiety.
That is actually something I haven't realized until dating Craig. We're very good at fighting. Mm-hmm. We've gotten very good at being like, okay, no, this is how I feel, and this is what's, like, upsetting me, and then, like, fighting it out, and then... And not like screaming at each other over it. And that people, I really don't think work on that enough in a relationship, because you have to fight. Like, people are always like, well, if you really loved each other, then you wouldn't fight. No, you would just like be really bored with each other. Like, you have to have a disagreement, an argument. It keeps it. Then you know the other person cares. It's how you fight and how you get over it is what is important, because that's life. Like, that it'll always happen. It's a kind of like a cycle that you just have to keep improving.
Well, it's science. Everyone, like, after you get past the puppy dog phase, you then get into the like boundary setting of the relationship, where you each try to see each other's boundaries. And that's when most relationships end, because someone's like, well, I don't fuck with this, and then someone else is like, well, I'm not moving, and then you're like, okay, wish you well in your life.
Yeah.
So, but
wish
if you
the best.
If you fight out the boundaries and you get past it, that means like, oh, you guys have set healthy boundaries.
If I get really mad and I'm fighting with Craig, I can think of the meanest things ever, and you bet your bottom dollar I say them. And then, and like, I've realized, like, I don't have to go for the jugular and be like, no one in your life likes you. You know, like, I don't have to say the really mean things. And that's like important to learn too, because you're like, I do really love this person. I don't want to just like hurt their feelings. Except sometimes you do.
I love that for you. That was the most Scorpio shit you've literally ever said. You go, turns out I don't have to ruin their entire existence when we're fighting about whether we should get pancakes or not. So that is me living, learning, growing.
Literally,
I'm obsessed with that for you. She goes, maybe I shouldn't decapitate his entire character,
because I've had boyfriends in the past be like, you're really mean sometimes when you get mad. Me being like, that's just who I am, like, get over it. But with Craig, I'm like, oh, I don't really want to be mean to you like that. And so I worked on it.
Okay, last one. Should I tell my boyfriend to delete his old pictures with his ex on Insta?
I feel like sometimes you do have to, though, because they don't know what the thing that you need to be looking for is when you do ask him the reaction that he has when you ask him that.
Tell me
because
more.
It's not like you're saying delete this photo, delete this memory that you've ever had, throw it in archive out of respect out of me that you are now moved on and like now there will be pictures of me and you on your Instagram. If he has a real aversion to deleting them, that's a red flag.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
And he's gonna give you like, but that's part of my life. That was my life. And it's like, okay,
well, no,
you're Machine Gun Kelly, I don't really give a flying fuck. Like delete the goddamn picture.
I do think sometimes dudes too like rarely post on their Instagram, so like he could have dated her 2 years ago and she's like in the second row.
True. So true. And then it just looks weird whenever he's about to post a picture with you. It's like, okay, so what, you are like, are we in the sister wives club? Like, what's going on? Delete it.
Yeah, but also you don't want to be dramatic like deleting it like as if like a fuck you to her.
Conversations like that, I find best to not start it out with like, hey, like you should delete this. Like that's so weird. Like don't go into it like angry or like accusatory. Be like, you have to say like, hey, it kind of makes me like feel uncomfortable and I feel a little insecure about it and it's just like making me feel weird. And like, do you think you would want to like you could delete that? And he's going to be like, absolutely.
You want to like make it like it was his idea that he's doing something to help you, like kind of like. So what do you think about people leaving photos of their exes? And he'll be like, oh, no, he's kind of weird. And it's like, it's crazy because I noticed that you still have pics up with Sarah.
Yeah, and like it makes me uncomfortable.
And it's like, doesn't it seem kind of weird? And he's like, oh, yeah, I never thought of that. You know what?
I've noticed that every time you want to like dog out a girl, you use an S name. Something subconsciously is going on with S names.
Stephanie
is my best friend from high school and she listens to the pod and she's like, if you could tell Hannah to stop using the name Stephanie, it's really okay. Making me uncomfortable.
Well, it's not my fault that you pit us against each other all the time going, my best friend
Stephanie, my best friend and from high school ever. that's different.
Yeah, you're saying that I will never be the level of closeness that you and Stephanie are. And like, I don't mean to sound like a jealous bitch right now, but like,
that is not true. Stephanie actively asks me about my bachelorette all the time and how like she can't wait to go with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we planning it together?
Probably.
Okay, good. Stephanie and I get along really fucking well.
You really will. You really do too, because she does admin. She's so fucking good at admin.
No, she's like a rock, I could tell.
Yeah, she really is. She's such a sounding board.
She gives me good energy. So Stephanie, when I bitch about Stephanie's, it's not you. You're the queen of Stephanie's.
Stephanie is the kind of friend that like I'm scared to call her and tell her a situation because I know she's going to tell me exactly what's going on. So sometimes she'll text me and be like, you never followed up on what happened. Are you nervous?
You are actually the queen of that.
Yeah, and I'm just like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm going to still be an idiot for a little and like, we'll circle back. And she's just
you're
like,
you're the queen of not responding and like, making whatever. It a response. Everyone's like, yeah. Up, so she's
like, Paige is done talking
okay.
About that. knows
So she, like, you communicate with your non-responses. Sometimes I'll just be like, are you okay? And you won't respond. And I'll be like,
so she's literally sucking his dick. Got it. I have to go on my own journey.
No, I'm the same way too. I have to make my own mistakes. I do.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You have to real quick do a dope documentary. Did you watch the Machine Gun Kelly documentary?
No, what's it on?
It's on Hulu. Okay. It's called like Something Pink. You really get a lens into Machine Gun Kelly.
Really?
And it definitely is like a huge PR stunt. Like, he basically has his daughter in the beginning being like, even though I never saw my dad all the time, like, he's amazing. He's so talented. He's so underrated. I love him so much. He basically just like owns who he is. Like, he's just this like kind of like misfit, like,
kind of fit in,
trying to be successful, wants to be loved.
How he was just at a club and he like smashed a champagne bottle into his head.
So that's just Machine. That is typical Machine.
That's just Machine, you know, being
him. He definitely like wants to get attention and tries really hard, and like, he's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say, what was weird about the documentary is his girl Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Sorry. Megan was in
Megan,
it.
If you're listening, we do apologize.
We do apologize for that. She's in it a lot, looking like stunning, but like, doesn't say a word. Definitely doesn't pass the Bechdel test. I don't know if she chose to be like, this is about you, but like, occasionally they'll show her giving like an inspirational quote or something, but he doesn't like, he should talk more to be like how she was a huge part about him blowing up. I mean,
yeah,
he basically is like, I've been working hard my whole life. I didn't just come out of nowhere. I've always loved rock. I love rap. I love music. I've been working my ass off. I'm obsessed with, I like drugs and I love partying and I love working hard.
He says, I love drugs.
He does admit to like having some drug addictions going on, and how he's pushed people away. It's definitely like all these documentaries are starting to feel very similar, like PR stunty, but
and
like,
you're not having it because you're a true documentary person.
I know you want the nitty gritty. Good. Right. I know what's good. You're not like, I
you're
can
not fooling
the lines.
You. Yeah,
but I do have to say, he's like low-key hot.
You've always had a real thing for him.
I do. He's way skinnier than my type, but like, he has that like stupid, annoying swag that like I would fall for.
He's not my type at all. I can't.
He's
even.
He's funny.
Is he funny?
Yes. Maybe that's what you see. Like, he is funny. He doesn't take himself that seriously. He's just kind of like.
He's maybe that's like, why I've always picked Pete over him, because I'm like, but I know he's funny.
See, I feel like Pete could be like sweet and dark in real life. Where like Machine Gun Kelly, I think, is like so cringe, but like off stage, he's
funny.
Silly.
Yeah.
But he does talk about like how he's human, and he's like, everyone thinks I'm cringe. Everyone thinks I'm a joke. Like, everyone makes fun of me. Aww. Everyone thinks I'm a loser. Like, he, so you kind of feel like, this dude's
okay,
just trying to,
we like him.
Yeah, he's, and also his fans, like, they're like a lot of young people. He
all
just like
Gen
wants
Z.
Respect, and he's like, whatever I do, no one respects me. They think I'm a joke.
This is a Machine Gun Kelly stan pod.
I like kind of, but then I even like posted about it, and the angry messages I was getting of like, ew, I hate this guy. I'd never watch it. I'd rather kill myself than watch this documentary. And I'm like, what did, let's be honest, what did Machine Kelly ever do? Besides,
what did
like
Mr. Kelly ever do to you?
Besides hurt himself.
Right. But besides like go through a journey that he just actively has been sharing with us.
And low key, like, I like his song Bloody Valentine.
I do too. I love that song.
She met my ex and now it all feels complicated. Yeah.
That was really good.
So like, I kind of like him, but I
there's
do
any
think
music producers listening.
If
hit
anyone
Hannah
heard
up
that, I am available this summer, actually. Crazy thing. But also, I don't, him and Megan, like, I don't know. He seems like so fucking annoying to date, like a puppy. And Megan
I feel
is
like any really famous person is annoying to date.
Oh, for sure.
Even if you're also dating a really famous person. Like, I feel yes like there's certain things that are just probably so annoying.
And I also didn't realize his whole life is touring, and Megan just kind of follows him around to a lot of tours. And I guess she shoots also her own stuff, but like, it's a lot of supporting him performing, getting drunk after, celebrating.
No, no, no.
I want you to watch it and tell me next episode what you think.
Like, if I'm all of a sudden like want to fuck Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, or at least like
maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Bad. You should.
Okay, you want me to feel bad tonight. Got it. I will put that on.
Let us know if you guys liked the advice segment. I just feel like we connect with you guys when we do it.
Yeah, I like to do those every once in a while.
And I love like making at least a couple girls break up with some trash men.
Yeah.
It's fun. We love you so much. Thank you for giggling with us. And we'll talk to you later.